Down in a one-horse town just south of the Brazos River, there sits an old wood shop painted with the weathered gray of time. The aroma of freshly sawn lumber wafts from the door, and the quietness of sanding drifts out to just touch the ear. Here, there are no power tools, but handcrafted techniques handed down from generations that began with the early settlers in 1846. A pine farm table is the order of the day, and tomorrow the matching ladder-back chairs. Chiseling, shaping, one stroke at a time to elicit that look from your friends as they sit down to dinner. You know the feeling. It's the same one you had when you first saw this table at the wagon yard. But now you can enjoy that same feeling with others each time you have a friend walk into your dining room. And just wait until they see Grandma's possum belly cabinet.
Again, Grandpa?
Well, son, a long, long time ago, careful hands carved this clock. My grandfather bought it as a wedding present for his bride. It stood in their parlor in Virginia until their son, James, married. The clock became a wedding gift again for him and his bride.
They were your parents, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Now, shortly after they were married, they decided to move west and took the clock with them. They took it all the way to Oregon. Then, when I, their oldest son, married, they gave it to me as a gift. And I've kept it all these years. Come to think of it, this clock has lived for well over 100 years, moving from Virginia to Oregon to California. And it's still ticking.
Grandpa, how do you do that? You always finish the story right before the clock chimes.